I'll start off this afternoon by saying there is a reward for all of this stormy weather. We just have to be a little bit patient, wait a couple of days, and there is some mild spring weather in sight as we head into early next week. For now, though, it's stormy across eastern New York and western New England as a storm system works its way through our area. We have cloudy skies and periods of rain through the region this afternoon, and at times, the rain will be heavy through the late day and early evening hours. There may even be a rumble or two of thunder. Now, with the heavy rain falling and the heavy rain from earlier this week, combining with snow melt, flooding is a concern across the region. The whole area is under a flood watch right through Saturday morning. So if you live near an area that is prone to flooding, keep in mind that flooding is a possibility over the next couple of days, and there are a number of flood warnings and flood advisories that are in effect already. Moving into tonight, the heavier rain will come to an end, so rain will taper off to showers, and later tonight it will turn cool enough that across some of the higher elevations, especially west of the Hudson River, some of those raindrops may transition into snowflakes. Lows tonight drop back into the 30s to low 40s. Look out for some areas of fog that may be locally dense later tonight into tomorrow morning. And this is a slow-moving system, so tomorrow we're still looking at clouds and lingering showers at times through the day. So you'll need those umbrellas once again tomorrow, though the rain will not be heavy like it has been through areas today. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 40s, so a fairly cool, raw-feeling day is ahead for your Friday. And then we start to turn the corner on Saturday. Still plenty of clouds, but some sunshine gets through. There may still be a few rain or snow showers north and west of Albany, but by and large, most areas are dry on Saturday. Temperatures will reach to near 50 degrees. And then on Sunday, we'll add about 10 to that high temperature from Saturday. So we're looking for a high on Sunday that in many spots will be up around 60 degrees with bright sunshine. And it potentially turns even milder for Monday and Tuesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, rain tapering off to rain and snow showers, areas of fog, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely. Some snow showers are possible in the higher terrain, with highs in the 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, rain tapers off to rain and snow showers, areas of fog, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, showers likely, some snow showers are possible in the mountains, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, rain tapers off to showers, areas of fog, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, rain tapers off to showers, areas of fog, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely and highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy. Chance for a few rain or snow showers north and west of Albany, with highs in the 40s to lower 50s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 50s to near 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.